Time now for a check of sports here on KJAN. I'm Chris Parks with KJAN Sports. Three bowl games on the slate for Friday, and one got underway in the early afternoon hours. That was the Military Bowl, played in Annapolis, Maryland, the home of Navy. Rakeem Cato threw for 337 yards and three touchdowns, and Marshall used two fourth-quarter scores to rally past Maryland, 31-20 Friday in the Military Bowl. The Thundering Herd trailed 20-17 before Cato brought them back after directing a 63-yard march to put Marshall up 24-20 with 12:05 left. Cato clinched it with an 8-yard touchdown throw to Gator Hoskins with 3:42 to play. Cato completed 28 of 44 passes with no interceptions to help Marshall reach double digits in wins for the first time since 2002. The Thundering Herd came in averaging 43 points per game, but its underappreciated defense played a huge role in this one. Maryland scored only one touchdown after halftime, and A.J. Leggett followed Cato's final TD pass with an interception to set off a celebration among the huge gathering of Marshall fans among the crowd of 30,163. Terrell Hunt scrambled 12 yards for a touchdown with 1:14 remaining to lift Syracuse to a 21-17 win over Minnesota in the Texas Bowl on Friday night. Brisley Estimates set up Hunt's touchdown with a 70-yard punt return. Syracuse led 14-3 entering the fourth quarter before Mitch Leitner threw two touchdown passes and a two-point conversion to put the Golden Gophers up 17-14. After the Orange regained the lead, Minnesota attempted two long passes to the end zone on the final plays. The first slipped through the arms of Drew Wolitarski, and the final Hail Mary as time expired was knocked down near the end zone. Minnesota got a boost to start the second half when Coach Jerry Kill returned to the sideline for the first time since September 28th. Before Syracuse rallied for the victory. Hunt finished with 188 yards passing and 74 rushing with two scores. Bishop Sankey ran for 95 yards and two scores to tie Washington's career touchdown record, and the Huskies went on to beat BYU 31-16 in the Fight Hunger Bowl on Friday night. Keith Price added a 16-yard touchdown pass to Austin Safarian Jenkins, and John Ross returned to kick 100 yards for another score to help the Huskies win their most games since going 11-1 and winning the Rose Bowl in 2000. Taysom Hill threw for 293 yards and ran for 133 yards in a score for the Cougars, who had their four-game bowl winning streak snapped. Justin Sorensen kicked three field goals but also missed one in the third quarter after an interception by Robertson Daniel gave BYU prime field position. The game capped a whirlwind month for the Huskies that began with Coach Steve Sarkisian leaving for the same job at Southern California. Chris Peterson was hired away from Boise State to take over at Washington, and quarterbacks coach Marquise Tuiasosopo coached the bowl game on an interim basis. The Huskies won just their second bowl game since Tuiasosopo led them to that Rose Bowl win over Purdue 13 years ago. In the NFL, the Kansas City Chiefs are sending eight players to the Pro Bowl after going from 2-14 last year to 11-5 this year, and the number 5 seed in the playoffs heading into Sunday's regular season finale in San Diego. The NFL announced the rosters on Friday night for the January 26th game at Aloha Stadium in Hawaii. Kansas City will be represented by running back Jamal Charles, left tackle Brandon Albert, safety Eric Berry, cornerback Brandon Flowers, defensive tackle Dontari Poe, linebackers Justin Houston and Tamba Ali, and punt returner Dexter McCluster. That's the highest number of Chiefs going to the Pro Bowl since the 2003 season, when they had 9. The Chiefs started 9-0 that year, just as they did this season, and lost in the divisional round of the playoffs to Indianapolis, which could very well be a first-round opponent for the Chiefs in the playoffs once again here this year. We'll have the final Chiefs game of the regular season for you tomorrow afternoon as they take on the San Diego Chargers. 2 o'clock the pregame, kickoff just after 3 o'clock for that one out in San Diego. And just a note for that Pro Bowl as well, it'll be a different format than usual. It's typically the NFC versus the AFC, but this year players will be selected in a Pro Bowl draft that will comprise the two teams that will then play on that game late in January. Kyle Orton will be the Dallas Cowboys starting quarterback tomorrow and throughout the playoffs if they get that far. Tony Romo is done for the season after undergoing back surgery yesterday, putting the Dallas offense in the hands of Orton for the Sunday's game against Philadelphia. The Cowboys will either win the NFC with a victory or be eliminated from the playoffs, in the NFC East, that is. Tampa Bay Buccaneers safety Deshaun Goldson has been fined $60,000 by the NFL for his helmet-to-helmet hit on St. Louis Rams wide receiver Stedman Bailey last Sunday. The fine is the fourth this season for Goldson, including a one-game suspension. Oklahoma City Thunder guard Russell Westbrook is out until after the NBA All-Star game following arthroscopic knee surgery. General manager Sam Presti says Westbrook has been playing pain-free but recently had experienced increased swelling in his right knee. Westbrook is averaging 21 points, 7 assists, and 6 rebounds in 25 games this season after injuring the knee during the 2013 playoffs. Atlanta Hawks leading scorer and rebounder Al Horford is out indefinitely with a torn right pectoral muscle. Horford left last night's 127-125 double overtime win at Cleveland in the first overtime with the injury and did not return. He's averaging 18.6 points and 8.4 rebounds a game this season. Michigan star Mitch McGarry is out indefinitely after deciding to have lower back surgery. McGarry managed to average 9.5 points in 8 games after missing the first 2 games of the season because of the injury. The Wolverines say there is no timetable for McGarry's return, although the medical staff expects a full recovery. Taking a look at the scoreboard from action on Friday in the National Basketball Association, it was Orlando over Detroit 109-92. Oklahoma City defeated Charlotte 89-85, Brooklyn over Milwaukee 104-93, Toronto beat New York 95-83, New Orleans 105-89 over Denver, Minnesota a 120-98 winner over Washington, Utah beat the Lakers 105-103, it was Sacramento an overtime win over Miami 108-103, Golden State topped Phoenix 115-86. In the National Hockey League, in a shootout, it was Toronto over Buffalo 4-3. Also in a shootout, Columbus beat New Jersey 2-1. And a shootout winner for San Jose as they beat Phoenix 4-3. Washington was a 3-2 winner over the Rangers. Boston topped Ottawa 5-0. It was Pittsburgh over Carolina in overtime 4-3. Chicago beat Colorado 7-2. Winnipeg was a 6-4 winner over Minnesota. Dallas topped Nashville 4-1. And Edmonton over Calgary by a score of 2-0. Top 25 college basketball from last night. Third-ranked Ohio State was a 71-31 winner over Louisiana Monroe. 19th-ranked North Carolina got a 75-60 win over Northern Kentucky. It was 20th-ranked San Diego State, a 118-35 winner over St. Catherine. That's a look at your scoreboard there from last night's action. A couple of bowl games will be on the slate coming up here today as Miami will take on Louisville today. That one being played at the Citrus Bowl in Florida. That's a 5:45 kickoff this evening. And the game coming up here will be the Pinstripe Bowl as Rutgers takes on 25th-ranked Notre Dame at Yankee Stadium. And there is also a host of top 25 college basketball games as well as 8th-ranked Villanova is at 2nd-ranked Syracuse. Prairie View is at 4th-ranked Wisconsin, New Orleans at 5th-ranked Michigan State, 6th-ranked Louisville is at 18th-ranked Kentucky in that rivalry matchup, Eastern Michigan plays at 9th-ranked Duke, Eastern Washington is at 15th-ranked UConn, Jackson State is at 17th-ranked Memphis, Georgia plays at 21st-ranked Colorado, Providence is at 23rd-ranked UMass, Santa Clara is at 24th-ranked Gonzaga, and 25th-ranked Missouri is at North Carolina State. And we'll have a women's college basketball game for you this afternoon on KJN as Iowa plays host to North Dakota. 1:45, the pregame tip-off set for 2 o'clock here on KJN. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN Sports.